This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Huge show today. Lisa Daniel is my co-host. Paul is on panel. Tass is at home in his dressing gown. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news, flagship and current affairs show. And it's an ever-changing mix of local and national news and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Big show today. Coming up shortly, Mayor Steve Stephanopoulos from Stonnington. So good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Paul. Steve, how long have you been Mayor of Stonnington?
Since November 17 is when I was elected.
Oh, you're an old hand.
Oh, yes. This is my second year.
Yeah.
We just had a funny comment made.
Yes. Now, it won't have escaped our community's attention that there is a mayoral fundraiser later this month put on by Stonnington at the Malvern Town Hall to benefit the Pride Centre. Tell us about it, Steve, because, well, first off, Lisa actually had a question about this.
I did have a question. I was wondering why Stonnington is holding a fundraiser for a I wouldn't say rival council, but another council's facility.
Good question. I decided that the Victorian Pride Centre is, although based in the city of Port Phillip, it does service the entire state of Victoria. So Stonnington has the largest number of same-sex couples in the state. That's in the census, which is quite interesting for me. And I thought, well, our residents are going to be using this facility and, of course, Joy will be moving there. And there are a number of other services that will be based in the Pride Centre in St Kilda. And just because it happens to be in Fitzroy Street in the city of Port Phillip, and good morning, Dick Ross, fellow mayor, doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't service Stonnington and other municipalities across the state of Victoria.
And, of course, ground has been broken.
Certainly.
Down on Fitzroy Street, I've noticed.
Correct.
And what's the crane called? It's fully erected now, isn't it?
Yes, the crane is up and has rainbow colours on it, and I think it's called Love.
Is it that is. Right? It's called Love.
Yeah.
And it's popping out of the ground at the moment, the building is.
Mm. Mm. It'll be great for the street, to be honest. It's pretty desolate down there at the moment.
It is. It's quite sad, but hopefully this will be an injection of some activation and some activity in the Fitzroy Street precinct. That would be great.
So tell us about the event, Steve, because Malvern Town Hall is a fantastic facility. And, you know, I can tell you, behind the Malvern Town Hall, that sports area, that oval, but those sort of pillars, those...
The art garden, yes.
The art garden, often used by a lot of photographers,
particularly
car photographers.
Oh, yeah. Didn't know that. There were lots of wedding photographers down there.
Yeah, you should charge them.
Well, No, it's free and available to everyone. We don't need all that money in the city of Stonington. We just, you know, send out rate notices. And if you haven't paid, they're due, folks.
Yes.
So tell us about the fundraiser.
The fundraiser.
Give us some highlights. So besides yourself speaking, of course.
Of course. And it's, of course, as I say, it's the White Palace up on the hill, the highest point in the city of Stonington. So I always say if you see the Ark somewhere coming, just head to the hill because we're about 33 stories above sea level at the Malvern Town Hall. Bit of trivia there. It's the mayoral charity fundraiser. This is the first one I'm doing as the mayor of the city of Stonington, and Dolly Dimer will be our host for the evening, which is fantastic. Dolly's, all the entertainment is free on the night, which is great. We've got Mama Alter who'll be performing, which is wonderful.
Awesome.
We have Vincent Hooper. If you haven't heard of Vincent, he does lots of theatre shows and the like. He's got an amazing voice. Lo Rez, the male choir, also performing. We've got a drag show. We've got Millie Minogue, who's my favourite. And David McNichol is doing, he's a great pianist, he's doing the VIP area beforehand. When you rock up at the Malvern Town Hall, you'll be escorted upstairs to the upper foyer and the balcony, and that's where David Vergona, our DJ, will be playing and for about half an hour beforehand. And then we have Scott Harrison. Now, I won't tell you what Scott's going to do, except he's going to play an organ. I mean, not his organ, but an organ that we have in the town hall. And we also have a Tina Turner routine, which is absolutely spectacular.
Are you doing that?
No,
is this
I'm not
frocking
up.
Now?
No. But I will be doing something else that I thought about this morning on the night, but I'm not going to share that until the evening.
How did you score such great entertainment?
Well, what's amazing is I just asked all these people and said, would you mind volunteering? And so I thought, well, why not? Could you give us a time? Could you support the Pride Centre? And they said yes, which is great.
So how do you buy tickets?
You can buy tickets at the Stonington Council website. So if you go to www.stonington.vic.gov.au and you'll be able to find a ticket there. There are only about 50 left, so not many. So
you're selling tables or individual tickets or both?
Both.
You can buy an entire table or individual tickets.
Now, I've got to tell you, when you buy that ticket, there is a checkbox about dietary requirements.
Oh, we know that's your favourite subject.
No. Okay. But if you don't put something in there like no Brussels sprouts or, you know, or N/A, it won't let you buy a ticket.
So you've actually
got to put something in the box. I got quite cross during the week.
Just say that you like beef or chicken or something like that.
Yeah, but you know, it was quite frustrating because it kept coming up, you know, seating error, whatever. I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Fix this, Mayor.
I'll speak to the Mayor about that. Now,
there is a raffle. Can I tell you about that?
Well, there's a raffle, but is there also an auction?
There is a silent auction. There are about 70 items that have been all donated. So
is there something I'd be interested in, do you think?
Well, we have a season's pass to the Australian Ballet. We have tickets to the Australian Open. We have a four-day pass to the Australian Grand Prix. We have a night stay at the Lyle Hotel in South Yarra. We have a number of restaurants and cafes who are offering between $200 to $300 vouchers, bars and cafes across the city of Stonington and across Metro Melbourne. We have return flights to Hamilton Island donated by Qantas. We also have quite a number of other gifts and prizes, the cricket.
Any art?
David Bromley has donated an artwork, which is a wonderful piece,
that's
and
amazing.
That's going to be raffled on the night. So that's one of our major items. Yeah. We also have a Elton John package that we're raffling on the night too. So double seats to Elton.
Elton's
package at Amy Stadium, and also transfers from a Metro place in Melbourne to the Amy Stadium.
Wow.
So what are you hoping to achieve in terms of do you have a target in terms of fundraising, or anything is a positive?
Well, anything is a positive. So that would be the aim, is to raise as much money as we can for the Pride Centre. And if we can get anyone and everyone to supporting this will be great. I've had neighbouring mayors supporting it. So Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor, is very supportive. Danae, who's in Yarra, Dick Gross in Port Phillip, City of Bayside, a whole lot of municipalities who are supporting this wonderful event.
Well, maybe you've inspired them to get on board and do one of their own.
They could. That would be great. But Dick's jumped on me, which is fantastic. So to speak. Correct.
I did not know that figure about Stonington in terms of the highest number of same-sex couples.
It is fantastic. And
I would have thought Port Phillip or something.
Yeah, no. Well, no, it is us.
Like, do you reckon a previous member of the seat of Higgins knew that? By the name of Peter Costello?
No, but I think the previous person did. Kelly, she certainly did. And Katie certainly knows now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But we also, with the marriage equality vote, we had the third highest yes vote in the state and the seventh in the country. So although we're seen as a conservative seat, we are a progressive community.
So it's sort of changing ethos and ideas about the world, I guess, is happening in Stonington.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And to have a same-sex married mayor, the only and the first in Australia, is quite fantastic for me, I think.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.